They had to ford the Mississippi River, right? What is it? See, I told you it'd help. It's working.
Yeah.
Now, they had to ford the Mississippi River.
Yeah. There were several families, and one family liked to drown. They had, had to rescue them. And the horses or mules was driving. They lost part of the harness. Had a hard time getting across. But they made it. And down that little river, you know, like that, it's on. Like that. Well, Reed's Lake used to be, we'll say right in here, lake. Yeah. It used to be a bridge across there, but it's gone. Well, they come down, and instead of coming on this side, it's over on this side of the river. And there's a, the monuments are down there, about the reeds, the dates, and everything. I haven't been down there in years. But that was back in, I believe the next year after the close of the Civil War.
Is that right? Yeah, they didn't want to live in the South anymore because of the Civil War. They wanted to leave the South. Is that right?
Yeah, they, well, everybody, Texas is a new country, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people coming from those Alabama and those states around there. On down Louisiana even, coming to Texas.
Yeah. We'll still worry about this thing. Yeah, that's gonna be all right, I think. More trouble with that thing. What other buildings would they have on a farm? Besides just a house?
On this lot?
Well, any farm, on any old farm, what kind of buildings would they have?
Well, back in those, before the automobile, they had a, you know, everybody had a horse and buggy in town. They had a barn, what they call a barn. Buggy house.
Where'd they keep the horses?
Well, they were generally next to the alley in the lot.
Did they have a special building for the horses?
Yeah, they, what they call a barn, they'd have a,
they kept them in the barn, too? Yeah. Did they have a special place where they store corn?
Well, these farmers, a lot of them, they have a long barn, you know. Generally, they're two-story. They put the hay upstairs.
What do you call that place where they put
bale hay up, upstairs, generally.
Yeah.
And then downstairs, they have a place. The walls, the walls of where they, most of them put corn, wouldn't be solid, it'd be slats, have leave a crack so the air gets the corn.
Was there a name for that thing that the corn was in there?
Barns, all that.
Okay. Did they have a special place where they